funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Okay, Dan, cue effects.
Effects, here goes.
Of course, it'll look even better tonight in the dark, but this'll give you some idea.
Oh, Felix, it looks like a real train.
And now check this out. Casey Jones' famous whistle. Dan, cue the whistle.
Sorry, Felix, right away. I am so happy you decided to do this play about Casey Jones here in the station.
Isn't it something? I just love show business.
Oh.
Now, as soon as the rest of my cast gets here, we can start the dress rehearsal.
Ready when you are, Mr. Perez.
Ah, Mr. King, my star.
What?
Sorry, ladies. I meant all of you. All my stars. Now, place this, everyone, if you please. Mm-hmm. Mr. King, right in here, in the engine. Midge, Ginny, right over here in the passenger car.
Oh,
Stacy, Mrs. Casey Jones, I should say, right over there in the kitchen set. Thank you very much. And Dan, right here in front. And perfect. We begin.
Begin what?
Felix, we don't have any scripts.
Becky and Schemer aren't here yet.
Oh, missing scripts, missing actors, madre mia, there's so many details. Dan, where are they?
Becky's in town getting the scripts copied, and Schemer is busy putting up all the posters he made.
Ta-da! Never fear! Schemer is here with the poster of the year!
Hi, everybody! Hi, Felix. Sorry we took so long. Here are your scripts, everyone.
Well, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Behold the poster de resistance.
The Shining Time Stars Community Theater, under the direction of Felix Perez, I like the sound of that, presents for one night only at Shining Time Station the story of Casey Jones.
Very nice, Schemer.
Yeah. Very tasteful and quite a surprise.
Hey, come on, what did you expect, huh?
What does the rest of it say?
Nothing really.
Let's see it, Schemer.
I might have known.
Featuring a special appearance by the one and only Schemer. Oh, Schemer, how could you?
What about my name?
And mine.
And what about mine? After all, I'm playing Casey Jones. I want a credit, too.
People, 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 credits don't matter. Remember, the play is the thing. Besides, your names will all be in the program. Now, everybody, take five to study your scripts.
Dan, take five what?
5 minutes, Schemer. Take five is theater talk for a short break.
I knew that. I was just testing you.
What's happening out there now, Tito?
I'm not sure. They're not rehearsing yet. They better get started.
And how, Piano Man? The play's tonight, right?
Me and Rex here will have a real backstage view. I can't wait.
What are you talking about, Tex? You hated it when we worked backstage.
You guys work backstage? Far out!
Well, it wasn't exactly backstage.
No, it was more like, understage.
Understage.
we were what you might call the house band inside a music box. We played morning, noon, and night for a little old ballet dancer.
She was a nice little lady. I kind of liked her.
Yep, you really had her head spinning, Tex.
Only problem was we did all the work and she got all the credit. And we never stopped playing.
Well, I think that's it for now, partner.
Yeah. Oh, no, there she goes again. Oh, that bird.
I see your point, boys. Dan's the one who has all the backstage work while everyone else just says their lines.
Yeah, he's got sound effects, lighting, the works.
Yeah, and he has his own lines to learn, too.
He looked at his watch, and his watch was slow. Looked at the water low. Turned to his fireman and said, "We'll get to Canton, but..."
I should have stayed in bed.
Hey, kids, so, what are you doing, huh?
We're learning our parts and our lines for the play. Have you already got yours memorized, Schema?
Hey, memorize, schmemorize. I, Schema, prefer to improvise.
Hey, listen, I'm a natural, I'm telling you. When I say a line on stage, it's my line, not some silly writer's. You dig? Don't. Anyway, ciao, amateurs.
Gosh, I'd be so scared to go on stage. Like, not knowing what I was gonna say or anything. Pretty scary even when you do know what to say.
What's scary, Dan?
Oh, hi, Mr. Conductor. Being in a play is scary. I mean, it's fun and everything, but it kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah, me too.
I see. Well, what's this play of yours about, anyway?
It's about Casey Jones, the great engineer, and the big train wreck.
Wow! Talk about coincidences. Just the other day, there was a big train wreck on the island of Sodor.
Really? That's awful. Was anybody hurt? It wasn't Thomas, was it?
No. You remember Diesel, though, don't you? He told some lies about Duck, and Sir Topham Hatt had to send Duck away. That's when all the trouble started. I'll tell you about it.
Duck, the great Western engine, puffed sadly to Edward's station. "It's not fair," he complained. "Diesel has been telling lies about me and made Sir Topham Hatt and all the engines think I'm horrid." Edward smiled. "I know you aren't, and so does Sir Topham Hatt. You wait and see. Why don't you help me with these cars?" Duck felt happier with Edward and set to work at once. Cars were silly, heavy, and noisy. The two engines had to work hard, pushing and pulling all afternoon. At last, they reached the top of the hill. "Goodbye," whistled Duck, and rolled gently over the crossing to the other line. Duck loved coasting down the hill, running easily with the wind whistling past. Suddenly, it was a conductor's warning whistle. "Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!" laughed the cars. "We've broken away! We've broken away! Chase him! Bump him! Throw him off the rails!" they yelled. "Hurry, Duck, hurry!" said the driver. They raced through Edward's station, but the cars were catching up. "As fast as we can, then they'll catch us gradually." The driver was gaining control. "Another clear mile and we'll do it." "Oh, glory! Look at that!" James was just pulling out on their line from the station ahead. Any minute, there could be a crash. "It's up to you now, Duck," cried the driver. Duck put every ounce of weight and steam against the cars. "It's too late," Duck groaned. He veered into a siding where a barber had set up shop. He was shaving a customer. The silly cars had knocked their conductor off his van and left him far behind after he had whistled the warning. But the cars didn't care. They were feeling very pleased with themselves. Beg pardon, sir, gasped Duck. Excuse my intrusion.
No, I won't, said the barber. You've frightened my customers. I'll teach you.
And he lathered Duck's face all over. Poor Duck. Thomas was helping to pull the cars away when Sir Topham had arrived.
I do not like engines popping through my walls, fumed the barber. I appreciate your feelings, said Sir Topham Hatt, but you must know that this engine and his crew have prevented a serious accident. It was a very close shave.
Oh, said the barber.
Oh, excuse me.
He filled a basin of water to wash Duck's face.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were being a brave engine.
That's all right, sir. I didn't know that either.
You were very brave indeed, said Sir Topham Hatt. I'm proud of you.
Sir Topham Hatt watched the rescue operation. Then he had more news for Duck.
And when you are properly washed and mended, you are coming home.
Home, sir? Do you mean the yard?
Of course.
But, sir, they don't like me. They like Diesel.
Not now. I never believed Diesel, so I sent him packing. The engines are sorry and want you back.
A few days later, when he came home, there was a really rousing welcome for Duck, the Great Western Engine.
So in the end, Duck saved the day and got a free shave.
It's just like Casey Jones. He saved the day too.
Casey Jones, Becky, we've got to learn our lines.
Okay, Casey Jones mapped to the cabin. Casey Jones with his...
With his orders in his hand.
Right.
Is there anything I can do? How about another story?
Not right now, Mr. Conductor.
Didn't you like the last one?
It's not that. It's just that tonight's the play, and we really have to practice.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe Billy could use some help. See you later. Good luck with the play.
Okay, with his orders in his hand... and took his farewell trip to the promised land.
Hey, Felix! Felix, that simply will not do! I only have 7 lines!
And I only have 8!
Oh, ladies, don't
Jimmy,
you see?
You have 8 lines? Then I absolutely insist on 1 more line!
Ladies, don't you know what they say in the theater? They say there are no small parts, only small actors. And I defy anyone to call either of you ladies small.
Felix, may I have a word with you? It seems to me that this second scene would work better after the third scene.
No, Mr. King, that would just make the play a little more difficult to understand.
Mr. Perez, do I need to remind you that this is my railroad?
Mr. King, do I need to remind you that this is my play?
Okay, fine. You don't want to listen to a creative idea that will help save this play? That's your problem.
Oh. Hey, Jonesy, what are you doing with that script?
I'm studying my line, Schemer.
Oh, I am surprised, Miss Jones. I certainly expected more from you.
I don't understand.
Well, shouldn't an actor just go out on stage and just be...
Good evening, Billy.
Evening to you, Mr. Conductor. So, you gonna be riding with me on this run?
With your permission, Mr. Engineer.
Absolutely. Come on in. You can ride up front with me. That's your signal.
For goodness sake!
Schemer, will you watch it with that shovel?
Come on, I've got to heat that steam. I've got to fire up that coal. I've got to shovel this stuff in and get it going.
Felix, will you tell Schemer to start behaving himself?
Out of the way. Felix!
Felix, one of the spotlights is burnt. Felix, I was wondering, could you help me?
Felix,
over here,
Felix, right? Are you sure that my name is spelled correctly in the program?
Yes.
Smoot, is it two O's?
Felix, will we do our own makeup tonight?
Yes. Felix!
Enough! Everybody take five.
What's the matter, Becky? Nobody's helping me. I'm so scared. I don't know how to act.
Oh, honey, acting's not so hard. What is it that you think you don't know?
Just about everything.
Oh, all right. Well, honey, let's talk about the scene we're going to do together, all right? Now, here we are at home, and we're preparing dinner for Dad, right? Okay, now, he's been gone for a long time, so it's a very special dinner. So what would you be doing?
I guess I'd be setting the table. Like this.
Perfect. Here, we'll use a special dish, and I'll get something out of the icebox, okay?
Oh, Dad's coming home. Papa's coming home.
Here, let's use the special napkins.
See?
That's perfect. When you pretend to be someone who lives a different life than you, that's acting.
Thanks, Stacy. I feel a lot better now.
I wish we had parts in the play.
We could play, background music or something.
Yeah.
How's about the Freight Train Blues?
Sing it, cowboy, on the count of three.
Get to the station in time for the play, Billy?
Oh, afraid not, Mr. C. It starts at 7 o'clock, and we won't be back there till 7:10. Anyway, we're going to highball right through. This is a non-stop freight to Snarly, though.
How are we for time?
Right on schedule.
Okay, everyone. Curtain up in 1 minute.
Curtain? Hey, what curtain?
Curtain up means the play starts, Schemer.
I knew that.
Dan, watch for your cue.
Thank you all for coming, and welcome. Most people have heard of the name Casey Jones, but many do not know that he was a real historical hero, an engineer on the Illinois Central Railroad line a long, long time ago. This is his story.
Come all you Randers if you want to hear the story of a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the Rander's name. On a big eight-wheeler, boys, he won his fame. Caller called Casey at 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door.
Hello? Hello, Casey Jones speaking. Yes, sir. You can count on me.
Who is that calling you on the telephone, Papa?
That was the caller calling, little daughter. He said that the engineer who was supposed to take the cannonball out tonight was sick, and he wanted me to take his place.
Casey, dear, you just got back to your happy little home in Memphis, Tennessee, such a short while ago, and we made you such a special dinner.
Well, nevertheless, I am a railroad man, and so I must do my duty. And so, farewell.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin and took his farewell trip into the promised land.
We're right on time, Billy. Little ahead of time, in fact. How's she running?
What? Oh, sorry, Mr. C. I wasn't paying any attention. There seems to be something.
Is anything wrong?
Well, these controls seem a little bit stiff. We can't quite regulate our speed. Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, not as long as the track's clear all the way to Snarleyville. It is clear, isn't it?
Stick your head out the window and watch the drivers roll.
I'll ride her till she leaves the rail, because we're 8 hours late with the Western Mail.
My, we seem to be picking up speed. We may get to New Orleans on time.
Oh, yes.
After all.
Oh, yes. I do think we made up the time we lost when we switched engineers in Memphis.
No wonder they call this train the volleyball.
Cannonball.
But do you think it's safe to be traveling so fast?
Yes, indeed. Our new engineer is the famous Casey Jones himself.
How on earth do you know that?
Because of the distinctive way he blows his engine's whistle. Listen. Listen!
Listen!
Serious, Billy?
Well, at this rate, we're going to reach Shining Time Station by 7 o'clock.
But the automatic track switcher is set for 8.
And there's another train in the station, and if Stacy doesn't throw the switch by hand, this train's going to crash.
Leave it to me, Billy.
Look at his watch, and his watch was slow. Looked at the water low. He turned to his fire boy and said,
"You'd better jump, because there's two trains going to crash up ahead. Jump!
Jump!
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin and took his farewell trip to the promised land.
Here comes Shining Time Station. Throw that switch, Stacy. Throw that switch.
I bet you thought I was going to miss my cue there, huh? I was just building up the suspense. Listen, I got to go sign some autographs.
What's happening?
We're going to crash.
She threw the switch.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And good night.
Anyone need any help? No, I didn't think so.
Schemer, come give us a hand over here, will you?
No. You know, it seems a shame to tear it all down. This being the site of my acting triumph.
Don't you wish?
I do wish that we could do the play at least one more time, and this time we'd be perfect.
Oh, sir, I think it went perfectly well tonight.
The audience really liked the big ending, when Billy's train went roaring through the station. I wish we had planned that. Talk about dramatic.
It was like Casey Jones himself came back to life again. It was awesome. Stacy, is Casey Jones... I mean, is Billy okay?
Oh, he's fine. He phoned in to say he got the engine back under control just outside the station.
Of course, he was shockingly ahead of schedule. Miss Jones, how did you know you had to pull that switch early?
Well, sir, with all this wonderful creativity going on around here, let's just say I was... inspired.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true.